Bava Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. Mi sheyesh lo bor lefnim mi beiso shel chavero. Let's say a person owns a bor, a well, that's inside of another person's house. Let's say the person sold him the well, and he has the right to pass through in order to be able to get there. That was actually Rabbi Akiva's opinion that we saw earlier in the Masechta. But in any event, we're talking about a scenario where he does have the right to get in there, whether he bought the right or he was given the right naturally because of buying the boar. In any event, he has the right to go and get the water from his well. Nichnas b'sha shederach b'nei adam nichnasin. He's only allowed to enter to his boar that's within his friend's house at a time that's normal for people to enter, and that is to say, as opposed to the middle of the night, you can't wake the guy up and say, I want to go into your house. And he goes out at a time that people go out. He can't like stay all night in the boar area and then come out in the middle of the night. He also can't bring his animal into the house in order to access the boar and to give his animal to drink there. Ella, but rather, mamale, he should fill up the water from the boar, umashke mibachutz, and give the animal to drink outside in the street. Vize osolo pasachas, vize osolo pasachas. Each one of the people involved in this, whether it's the person who owns the boar or the person who owns the house, both of them make a lock and put a lock on this boar so that the person who owns the boar, who owns the well, cannot come in without the permission of the homeowner, and the homeowner can't take from the boar, which doesn't belong to him. Now, the purpose of the lock that is there to keep the homeowner out is understandable, because we don't want him taking water from the boar that doesn't belong to him. What's the reason, however, for why the person who owns the boar needs to be locked out without permission, and they can't enter without permission of the homeowner? That's because of, the Gemara says, chshad ishto. People shouldn't suspect that he's coming in without the permission of the husband, because his wife may be at home alone and be a concern that people will defame his wife, that this man is entering at irregular times and without permission of the husband.